Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Twins win. Harrison Bader, the hero. Home run, bottom of the ninth. Twins get the walk-off, 4-3. Twins and Rays tomorrow. Our lineup card begins at 12:30. First pitch at 1:10. And I don't know about you, Chris, but I didn't see a probable listed yet for that game. I've been keeping an eye on it, but I have not seen a probable Twins win it, though, 4-3. That one wrapped up earlier this evening at Target Field.
Yeah, I think we're probably looking at some sort of an opener situation, kind of a funky-dunky sort of thing. I tell you what, they were really lucky that they got two innings out of Louis Varland, and that second inning in the ninth was just, I mean, lights out. The eighth and ninth, I was glad that Louis got two innings because, you know, what would they have done if that game would have gone extras? You didn't want to blow everybody in game one. So, yeah, I think we're looking at a hodgepodge, a mishmash of whoever might be available tomorrow for a bullpen game. And then I think, you know what, Joe Ryan, I think, I haven't even seen it, but I assume based on how everything sets up, I assume Joe Ryan is scheduled to go on Sunday.
Yeah, it is Joe Ryan at 1:10 on Sunday in the series finale. And by the way, the weather Sunday looks absolutely gorgeous.
That's my day. That's when I'm going. I'm actually going to I'm going to the ballpark with Mick Karch and Joe Chupik, doing an AWA day at the ballpark with the boys.
Nice. Good for you.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and you picked a good weather day at Target Field. Tomorrow, the forecast doesn't look great. It's one of those where I think they're going to get it in. It's just one of those where it may take a while to get it in. Early in the day, the weather doesn't look particularly good, but later in the day, it looks better. We'll see. You'll hear the game here, but the Twins get it done 4-3. Harrison Bader at the bottom of the order, two home runs. He comes up huge and then walked it off. And the pure joy in getting a win. And once again, I know April was a bummer. They had a really good May in the 13-game winning streak, and then they had a really bad June. You feel terribly for the injury to Pablo and Bailey Ober. It looks like Ober could come back. Looks like Luke Kuechel may be on the comeback trail. They could be getting more injury news. I just want to pause for a moment on the Twins and say this, and we didn't get it in earlier on our 4th of July. It really wasn't a full final pitch show, but we did talk Twins after they signed off over at Target Field. Mm-hmm. We didn't bring this up, and I've said this before, filling in for Henry, either on the morning news with Vanita or on the late show. They need to get more out of Carlos Correa, and I think it's fair to bring it up in this moment. And I think it is fair for a player making that kind of money and sign the long-term deal. And I know he knows this, but it is a situation where Twins management did step up. Now, mm-hmm. I know the Giants and the Mets and their medical staff said nope, and the Twins came in and they brought Carlos Correa back. And he still is a very good shortstop. But for the kind of money they're paying, he needs to be doing more with the bat. And that is one of the reasons. You look at that series, had Carlos Correa and in a rough June come through a little bit more here and there, then that June isn't as bad. And maybe they're a little bit, maybe Carlos Correa swinging the bat a little bit better means 4 or 5 games difference to this point in the season. All of a sudden you're over 500 and you're still within shouting distance of Detroit. And I don't want to hang it all on him, but I think when you make that kind of money and are underperforming, it's fair game.
I think, Steve, yeah, Henry and I've had this discussion,
yes.
You know, where, and I mean, you and I have had it, and it's just, it's common talk around, you know, what we like to call Twins territory, that Carlos Correa, for the amount of money that he's making, you said it, we look at him defensively, and he's one of the best defensive shortstops
sure.
in the league, but no matter what he does defensively, to 95% of the fans out there, that doesn't matter. That's expected. What fans are going to remember and what fans are going to harp on is, I think you look at what happened today in the bottom of the seventh after Buxton hit that RBI single.
That they were loaded.
They were loaded after Castro and Lee. You know, Brooks Lee got hit with the pitch, and that brought in the tying run. The bases are loaded with 2 outs for Carlos Correa. And he strikes out on a check swing. And I think that's, no matter what he does defensively, we can talk about the rocket arm, we can talk about the fielding percentage, the platinum glove, this, that, and the other. Fans are going to remember when you do not come up with runners in scoring position and you do not knock runs in. That is what I feel like most fans, fair or not, and I feel like right now that criticism, it is warranted, that is what people are going to hang their hat on. I don't care what he does defensively. It's the fact that he's not hitting. That is why we're upset at him.
Yeah, and he knows it, especially when you're getting a season out of Byron Buxton. That's what makes it so frustrating. You know, we all know about Royce Lewis and his injury history, and he can't stay healthy. Now you get Byron Buxton, when healthy, is as good as anybody in the major leagues. And that, I don't think, is being a homer at all. When he's healthy and over the long haul, he brings a lot to the table. This guy's a great talent. The fielding, the hitting for average, the hitting for power, the arm's pretty good. You know, the way he's able to run the bases. Is there anything more beautiful than him hitting one to the gap and legging out a triple or scoring from first on a long single? I mean, the speed and watching him play is worth the money to go to the ballpark. And that's why it makes it even more frustrating. You've got Royce Lewis hurt all the time and Carlos Correa not performing with the bat. And you can talk about the pitching woes and Pablo Lopez is hurt and Bailey Ober had a dreadful June and hopefully he'll get back on track and, you know, Zebby returns and, you know, they're able to patch it together and maybe stay in the mix in the wild card. But I just still think on the 4th of July, haven't got enough out of Carlos Correa, period.
Yeah, and I mean, you're talking about the one thing that we've seen from Byron Buxton is the fact that he's been on the field. We have not had the Byron Buxton, you know, injury prone conversation. We haven't had that this year.
And he had the collision with Correa, but that's been it.
Yeah, when I'm talking about the injuries, I'm you know, like the soft muscle pulls you know, the hamstrings, the quads, things that we've seen them deal with. I look at Byron Buxton. I know the Tigers are having an awesome year, and that's why Javi Baez is, you know, an all-star starter. But there's no way that Byron Buxton should not have been an all-star starter in Atlanta. There's just no way. I mean, you can look at this. This might be the best season that he is putting together so far in his entire career. You know, he's hitting .272, 19 home runs. His career high is 28. If he stays healthy, he's going to surpass that. Right now, he's got 15 stolen bases. His career high is 29 back in 2017. And the year that he hit 28 home runs back in, what was that, 2022, he only hit .224. So the average is there. The power is there. The speed is there. And think about all of the injuries that he's had and to be playing the way that he is. If he hadn't been injured, I mean, think about how he's slowing down. He's been in the major leagues for almost 10 years, and he's going as strong as he ever has.
Yeah, it's been really, really good and a fun story. But you know how it goes. They were bad in April. They had the really good stretch in May, and they were bad in June. And
it's
that
a June
hurts.
It's a June swoon. That's exactly what it was.
That hurts Byron Buxton. And it's all he will be there and will represent the Twins. We can be sure of that. By the way, I dug up the cut. I've got it. I'm going to play it. We're going to finish on a high note. Harrison Bader had a day and closed out a very nice win. Chris Atterbury with the call. And I've got it. I promise.
Kelly delivers, and Bader hits one high in the air. Left field. Get up and gone, Harrison Bader! Up, up, and away for Bader, his second career walk-off. He lights the fuse. The fireworks explode at home plate here at Target Field.
Yeah, that's really cool on the 4th of July. I mean, is there, in reality, of all the regular season games, winning a walk-off at home on the 4th of July?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's good.
Yeah, and I it cut off before he said Bader tots for everyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I kind of wish we would have had the Bader tots cut, but you know, the people that didn't like the Bader signing, well, they're just Bader haters, right?
Well, and he's one of those guys, and it was speculated and has been that he's one of those veteran guys. Very nice signing, good pickup by the Twins. They've gotten a lot of value out of him. You know, is that someone where, you know, a general manager, you know, calls and says, hey, what about this guy?
No. You want to sell it? You want to trade the whole damn team, you know?
No.
Trade everybody to Detroit then. Let's just get all of their prospects. Let's load it up with, you know, high A-ball guys. Let's give them Joe Ryan to pair with Tarek Skubal, and we'll get like a backup middle infielder who's like a five-star prospect.
Would you trade Bader for Skubal?
Ooh, I don't know. I'd have to run that through the MLB The Show trade simulator and see if that.
Yeah.
I'd have to see if. How does the money work though, Steve? Because that's what we're talking about.
What? You and I haven't talked since the last time the Twins played the Tigers and Skubal pitched, and that was that Sunday night game, and I was excited to see him pitch.
Yeah, and I am too.
He's so good, and he's big, and he's sturdy, and he's left-handed. Now, I told this story to someone at work this week, and right now he's one of those rare major league starters. And when I was a kid, Jim Palmer was at the peak of his power, and the Orioles were really good. Earl Weaver was their manager. They had deep pitching. This is early 70s when I really got into the Twins and started following and listening on the radio at night and Herb Carneal calling the games. But I remember my brother and I, when we'd tune in on the little transistor radio, and if they were in Baltimore at the old Memorial Stadium or they were at the Met in Bloomington, and, you know, we didn't really read the paper. We were just kids. But we'd tune in the game, and we'd get into the pregame show, and Sid would do his pregame interview. But if they were playing the Orioles, and the announced starter that night, and they said, and for the Orioles tonight, it's Jim Palmer. my brother and I would always look at each other and go, we're going to get beat.
And yeah, there's some guys you just feel that. I felt that way with Pedro Martinez. Every time Pedro was on, it's like, well, Pedro Martinez and Randy Johnson, yeah. Well, guess what? This a loss.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the earliest memory of a pitcher where it's like the Twins are playing the Orioles and Palmer's on the mound. We are going to get beat, and that's it. And Skubal is now – he's rapidly moved into the – oh, where Skubal's pitching? Okay. That's an L. So that was just a story. It just reminded me going into that game, it was like, I hope the Twins do all right, but in reality, I think we all knew.
Yeah, and I see when I saw the matchup, I wasn't disappointed after the fact that, you know, what they lose, like 3-0, like, oh my God, you know, fans are like, I can't believe they lost.
Gave up a hit in 7 innings. I mean, it was just like Jim Palmer in his prime against the Twins.
It's Turk Skubal. I'm more upset about how they played against the Marlins than I am against getting shut out by who's going to start the All-Star game and who is likely right now going to be the American League Cy Young. And think about this, like, you know, because we were kind of talking about the Twins and, you know, you're going to buy, you're going to sell. At the trade deadline last year, the Tigers were 38-46. They were 15 games out of first place. They were talking about being sellers. Skubal's name was tossed around as being one of those guys that was going to be on the move. They could not work a deal for him. Tigers got hot, and that's what happened. And now it springboards into them having the best record in Major League Baseball this year. So I think that this is why I know there's nobody like a Turek Skubal on the Twins. But, I'm just saying, like, right now, not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Not ready to move on, but Harrison Bader had a day, cool stuff, as they win it on the 4th of July, 4-3. They'll play tomorrow at 1:10. This will be all hands on deck. We'll see who actually gets the start in the game tomorrow. It has not been announced. It is still TBD for the Twins tomorrow.
I've got TBD on my fantasy team. True story.
Yeah, and then Joe Ryan on Sunday in a finale. And then how about that? Should be a fun series. Cubs in Tuesday, Wednesday, and a Thursday matinee, and a long homestand. Then the Pirates in town next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You'll hear them all here on the home of the Twins. We'll take a break. Hey, scores! The scoreboard, we'll do that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is the late show. Steve in for Henry on this 4th of July. Hope you've had an enjoyable and safe holiday. Storms move in overnight here in the greater Twin Cities area. Big storms up north. Out in western Minnesota, they've kind of exited the Red River Valley. Big storms, northeastern South Dakota. Those will gradually slide east here into the Twin Cities area about 3 a.m. No word on severe weather, but it could get a little bumpy overnight. And then Saturday, kind of a mixed bag. Twins and Rays play at 1:10 Saturday, and then Sunday, gorgeous. More on the weather here in a moment. All right, let's get to the scoreboard. Chris, what do you got?
Yeah, let's get to some scores here. And by the way, we had just mentioned, we talked about it earlier. Yes, you know who's back?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
We're going to start. 1 year off.
1 year off, but Jaws is back. The champ is here. Say hello to Joey Chestnut. He is triumphant in his return to the international hot dog eating contest. Of course, they got to put Nathan's, got to put some respect on that name. After a year away, because he was suspended because he struck a deal with the plant-based food company Impossible Foods. And I'm sorry, but Joey Chestnut, again, I said it, Joey Chestnut is not someone that I associate with plant-based food. So, needless to say, he came back with 70 and a half hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes to win another mustard belt. So, no Kobayashi to challenge him. Joey Chestnut, 1 year back, no problem. He was 24 dogs clear of the next competitor.
That is crazy. Think about that. 24 hot dogs. My all-time record, as I mentioned, is 4 at $1 a dog night years ago at the Metrodome. 4! And I felt horrible after the 4 hot dogs.
I mean, you should have dipped it in water. I mean, when you put you next to Joey Chestnut, I can't tell the difference. That's the key.
That was the key. I should have soaked them in water. I would have felt much better.
I mean, they'd go down your gullet a heck of a lot quicker, Steve.
You got it in again.
Don't
another gullet mention.
Don't chew. Just swallow. Don't chew. You don't chew your hot dogs. That's the problem. You don't chew and taste. You just consume.
Down they go.
Well, one team that did not go down, they actually advance. How about the Minnesota Aurora out in Pittsburgh? They got the scoring started in the 42nd minute, a free kick and a long ball into the penalty area. Charlie Boone, not to be confused with our Charlie Boone, she fed Sage Wimes for the goal. The Aurora had a 1-0 lead just before halftime, and then they put it away in the 71st minute. Natalie Tavana scored off a free just outside the penalty area. The Minnesota Aurora defeated the Pittsburgh Riveters 2-0. Now the Aurora advanced to the second round of the Central Conference title game in the USLW quarterfinals for the first time in 2 years. They're going to play at 6 o'clock Sunday against Kingshammer FC Cincinnati. They beat Detroit City 2-1 on Friday. Match is going to be played at Highmark Stadium in Cincinnati.
So they are on the road, the Aurora. They've been around for a while now and have quickly become fan favorites in this neck of the woods. So good luck to the Aurora. What else you got?
Yeah, let's go to Major League Baseball at this point, Steve, because we're happy that the Minnesota Twins won today. Earlier on, right here on your home of the Twins, News Talk 830 WCCO. So the Twins snapped their losing streak, and Harrison Bader a couple of long balls as the Twins walked off the Rays 4-3. Some other finals from earlier on today, it was the Boston Red Sox. Lucas Giolito, remember him? Had a good starting outing for the Red Sox. They defeated the Nationals 11-2. The Cincinnati Reds, Ellie De La Cruz, had a great game as they defeated the Philadelphia Phillies 9-6. The Chicago Cubs hit 8 home runs as they defeated their hated rivals, the St. Louis Cardinals. That game in Wrigley, 11-3. Jeff McNeil hit a go-ahead home run for the New York Mets as the Yankees continued their skid as the Mets over the Yankees in the first game of the Subway Series, 6-5. The Seattle Mariners, thanks to Brian Wu and the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, which, by the way, I don't know. I mean, it's an awesome nickname, but I'm almost kind of scared to know how he got the nickname, the big dumper. Mariners shout out the Pirates, 6-0. Seattle, they are in that third wild card spot, and they win. The Rangers and the Padres are currently tied at 2. That game in the top of the 10th. Blue Jays had a 3-0 lead over the Angels. Angels have scored 3 straight, and they are in the top of the 8th inning in Toronto. The Angels and Blue Jays tied at 3. Game with two American League Central teams, the Tigers over the Guardians, 2-1. The Brewers up on the Marlins, 6-5. That game is in Miami in front of friends and family, bottom of the 8th inning. The Orioles got up 3-0 on Spencer Strider. The Braves have scored 2 straight, but they've chased Spencer Strider. They are heading into the 9th inning there. Game is in Atlanta. The Orioles over the Braves, 3-2. And the Chicago White Sox up on the Rockies, 2-1. That game in Colorado, they are in the bottom of the 5th. And the Astros are shutting out the Dodgers, 2-0. Ezek Paredes had a solo home run in that game for the Astros. They are up 2-0. Game that's going to start in about 8 minutes in Arizona. The Kansas City Royals, Chris Bubich, and Edrigo Rodriguez get to match up in Phoenix. And then the Giants and the Sacramento, Vegas, Oakland Athletics.
Oh.
It is J.P. Sears and Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander looking for his first win of the year. He is 0-5 with an ERA of just over 4.25. So that's what we've got at Major League Baseball.
You can see the end of the line for Verlander from here. You know, you brought up Miami in front of friends and family. I noticed that in that series down there. And I have heard this, that they don't draw. It looks like a cool ballpark, and you need a dome in Miami because this time of year, it's hot, it's humid, and it, like, rains every day.
Yeah.
You know, so you need the roof down there, but they just don't draw. I don't understand. I know the team isn't particularly good, and that's probably a fact.
Well, yeah, well, the ownership has not given those fans any reason to invest. Like, you get connected to a player, and then they ship them off for pennies on the dollar. So I don't blame fans for not coming out and supporting them. And it is unfortunate because they're having one of the better stretches in team history. But at the end of the day, like, if you've got a track record of not being a reliable management company, then why would fans go out and spend their money? Like, I don't blame these fans at all. And it is a shame because, you know, Chris Atterbury, Glenn Perkins, when they were down there, Chris was like, well, I don't want to talk too loud because the players might hear me. Like, that's where it was at. And I'm like, you're at a Major League Baseball park and you're afraid to use your broadcasting voice because, you know, people down there might hear you. Like, how bad does it have to be with the acoustics? Like, it's embarrassing if you're Miami.
Yeah, it is just really puzzling because, like I say, it looks like kind of a cool ballpark. And in reality, you know, playing outdoors there in the summer, you look at the weather in Florida. I mean, it showers and thunderstorms every day across the state. I mean, it is a huge chance. It's amazing that the Rays have been able to get in as many games playing outdoors at the Yankees spring training.
George Steinbrenner Field.
That's right. 8:35, 25 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. When we come back, when you're prepping for a work vacation, when do you check out? We'll get into that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
According to studies, as people close in on a scheduled vacation from work, that they check out up to 3 days in advance. It is an extraordinary number. Now, I don't put myself in that category. But let me explain myself. And Chris Tubbs doesn't believe me. But here is this shows that 70% of Americans mentally clock out and enter, in air quotes here, vacation mode a full 3 days before they actually depart. And that's according to a psychological head start that might explain why your coworkers seem increasingly distracted as time off approaches. So, you know, it's very common that as you close in on that week off, that you check out. Now, I'll tell you why that's not true for me, why I'm in that 30%. I work in radio part-time. So, you know, if I used to work Saturdays and Sundays, now I work Saturdays, and then I fill in like I am tonight here on the Lake Show. So, time off from radio is different. My full-time job during the week, I work in the printing business, commercial printing. And I'm in a position where actually the time right before I leave on vacation and the time right after is actually a period of high stress as I get things ready, make sure my ducks are in a row, mm-hmm. so I'm not leaving a big pile of you-know-what for my coworkers, because I care about my coworkers, I care about my job, and I want to make sure I do everything right before I go on vacation. That's why Chris Tubbs, because I am a conscientious coworker and don't want to dump on my coworkers when I go on vacation. Do you believe that? Do you believe me? Was that convincing? But it's true. I'm being honest here. Whenever I take time off, I have this sense of guilt that someone else is going to have to do my work. Someone else is going to have to do all the things that I do.
Do your coworkers feel the same? Do they do the same, or are you just being a nice guy and they're just taking advantage of you?
No. I'm trying to be as honest as I can. That time right before a vacation and the time right after is incredibly stressful for me, to the point where when I do take time off, I think to myself, I wish I was at work.
Are you one of those guys that when you're on vacation, you can't turn it off?
I admit I check emails. I make myself available if someone really needs something.
Oh, no. Steve, I'm going to tell you this. No means no, okay? You got to set boundaries. I can't believe nobody's it's just you and me, right? It's just you and me, yeah. Nobody else is listening.
Yeah.
You got to set boundaries. You got to say, you know what? This is my Stevie T time. This is my me time. It's okay.
I just have such a hard time doing it because I'm so dedicated to what I do, and once again, want the company I work for to have success, and I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to be that guy when I'm out of there where they say, well, we don't really need him. I mean, if he didn't come back, who cares? It probably falls under the category of I want to be needed.
But you are, yeah. But I mean, you've been doing it so long, and just like you are needed, like you're needed in so many different ways. And I think your employer, I think, has kind of made that very clear that there's no reason to feel like you're not going to be needed because you've been doing it, and they rely on you. You know what I mean? Like you have done a professional job for an extended period of time, and they know your value. And why would they want to upset their ecosystem by saying, you know what, we don't need this guy, am I missing something?
Well, no, but Dr. Chris, what I'm trying to say is that I'm not like that. I don't check out. Once again, I'm saying before vacation and after vacation, it's kind of like I want to make sure all my stuff is done and then everybody understands what they need to do. And if they need anything or have any questions, I'm still available. That's just kind of how I'm wired. And that's why I just can't check out and not care.
But it's okay to when you've got a vacation coming up. Like I don't even know when I'm taking vacation. Sometime this summer. But I can tell you, I'm checked out now. Like I'm
like you're already mailing it in.
I've mailed it in since March, and you know what? No, I'm kidding. But no, I mean it's like. You get something on the books and you're looking forward to being with the family and you feel like there's kind of this hump you got to get over. It's like, yeah, I need to get past this part of my work schedule, but then things just kind of, I can kind of put it on autopilot. I think it's human nature to put it on autopilot and it's okay to put it on autopilot because I think we all deserve that chance to just unplug and just get away from it. And I'm like you, Steve, I've had a hard time always making myself available because my mind is always going. Like I'm always trying to think of new concepts, new content. I always want to try and help people, but at the same time, it's like this is my time for me and my family, and we're looking forward to doing this. I want to be present in the moment there. I don't want to be present, but yet at the same time, keeping a little bit of a little bit of an extension to my coworkers.
Yeah, and I've got a scheduled day off coming up in the middle of July. We're going to make a road trip east of the St. Croix, and I'm already thinking about and kind of creating these mental lists of what I need to do for that to make sure. Because what annoys me is the people who don't get their ducks in a row and then unplug, and it's just like, I'm on vacation, sorry, you're on your own. I could never do that. I guess that's what I'm saying, is that I care about my teammates. I'm a team guy, Chris Tubbs, and I guess I'll always be a team guy.
Well, I'll be, you know, I'll be, you know what, between your being a team player and my being, selfish and being, tell you to take a long walk off of a short plank, I guess it evens out.
Yeah. It takes all kinds.
You're team player. I'm me player. Okay. There's a reason there's a me in team. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Well, just get back to that study. 70% seems high. That people check out,
go into vacation mode
3 days in advance.
That seems. I was talking to my wife about this. That seems about right. You know, when you know you've got something, and once you get to Wednesday, you're like, okay, here's the halfway point. You start thinking about it. And by Thursday, you're like, Friday. And Friday, you're like, I'm not doing a damn thing. It's Friday, deuces, I'm out.
You know what? This day I've scheduled off in the middle of July, I might not do it. I might not do it.
Oh, do it.
I might just keep my nose to the grindstone. Quick break, 10 minutes now in front of 9. Here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. It was a happy 4th of July at Target Field. Twins beat the Rays, a good solid team, 4-3. Harrison Bader, 2 home runs, including a walk-off in the 9th. Good pitching, timely hitting, as Danny said on the post-game download. It was a good ball game and a nice win on the 4th of July. Twins and Rays tomorrow. Our lineup card at 12:30. First pitch, 1:10. This could be a bullpen game tomorrow for the Twins. Joe Ryan on Sunday, and the weather looks spectacular on Sunday at Target Field. Then the homestand continues with the Cubbies and the Pirates coming to town in this three-team homestand for the Twins here in July. Weather-wise, good for fireworks tonight. What are we, about an hour away from the show's beginning? They usually get going around 10 o'clock on the 4th of July. Should be good here in the greater Twin Cities area. Thunderstorms overnight. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Saturday. We'll keep you up to date. Big thanks to Chris Tubbs. Big thanks to you for tuning in. Have a great 4th of July.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.